Okay. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
That's in my life now?
Uh-huh. Or it could be someone that passed away.
My daddy.
Okay. Why?
Because he taught me right from wrong. He always encouraged me. We always palled together.
Okay. Tell me about the person who has been the greatest influence on your life. What lesson did they teach you?
I actually did my daddy. My mom taught me how to be a good person, to respect other people. Do you have to make notes for this?
Okay, share some of your earliest childhood memories.
Okay, when I was very young, my parents would take me to Coney Island for the summer, and every Tuesday night my daddy would put me on the merry-go-round and catch rings for me. And all the rings were silver, but if he caught a gold ring, then we won a free ride on the carousel. And when we didn't go to Coney Island anymore, my parents took me up to a bungalow colony, a hotel, and we spent the summer there. And I had a lot of friends, and I went swimming a lot, and I did a lot of things in camp, arts and crafts, and that was pretty much, that was good times.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest? Why?
I have two wonderful, beautiful daughters, and each one has a daughter that I couldn't be prouder of. I love my girls. The fact that my girls are so close, my two daughters, how they love each other and how their children love each other. I'm very blessed. I'm thankful for.
That's good. Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
As a caring person, someone who always sees people for the good that they are, I try not to see any bad in anything. I love animals. I love my friends, my family. Alex, who's my, my crutch.
Okay. Tell me about some traditions that have been passed down through our family. When and how did they get started?
Oh, traditions. Let's see. Well, Grandma always did Passover, and we always spent Thanksgiving with family, and there was always an open door. Anybody was invited for a meal. We just opened our homes to whoever wanted to come.
That's great. Where were our ancestors born? If they moved to the United States, when did they arrive?
Okay. My grandma came from Russia. That was my mother's mother, came from Russia. Probably I don't even know what year. My father's family came from Germany, and I don't know what year. But they built their lives here, and they raised their children with very little. They had very little. And my mother's mother, well, my mother's father died when my mother was very, very young. So my mother's mother, my grandmother, had to raise two children on her own, which was very difficult coming from a foreign country.
Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life? Why?
Are you recording me? Oh. I guess my grandmother's life, because, like I said, she came from a foreign country, married, but her husband passed away when their children were very, very young, and Grandma had to do everything. She had to raise them by herself, and which was difficult. I know she couldn't go out to work, so she took, she became a seamstress in the house. She mended people's clothing. People paid her so that she could put food and take care of her children.
Wow, that's really interesting. Tell me about your parents.
My parents gave me everything that they could. I wanted for nothing, but I knew the value of things. We had, life growing up was very different. When I was a child growing up in the Bronx, things were very different than children growing up now. It was a much simpler life, and yet we were all very, very happy for whatever we had.
Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in the Bronx. We lived in an apartment building, so you didn't have to go far. You didn't have to ask your mom to give you rides to go to your friend's house, because all your friends lived in the same building. Halloween time, we all trick-or-treated in that building. It was six floors with a lot of apartments on each floor. We walked to school. There were no school buses to take us. It was just different. You didn't have to worry about bad things happening to you. It was a simpler way of living.
Yeah. What was your most vivid memories of school?
Well, I learned how to play the violin when I was in fifth grade. I played in the orchestra. I tried out for the Bronx Borough-wide Orchestra, and I made it playing first violin. Played in Carnegie Hall with that orchestra. Didn't like gym that much. And I did okay in school. I graduated with an academic diploma. I really didn't go on to college. I started working when I graduated high school. And I worked ever since, except when I had my children. And now I'm retired.
What job did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
Oh, I did a lot of babysitting. When we went away for the summers, I was a counselor. And the money I earned, part of it went into a bank account, and part of it I was able to spend on things that I needed. Lipstick, hair rollers, going to the movies with my friends, or going bowling.
Do you have a nickname? What was it, and how did you get it? Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
Well, my brother called me Shishi when he was a baby, and now my grandchildren call me Shishi. But I'm Grandma Shishi now.
Okay, what job do you currently hold, and what jobs have you held in the past?
Oh, okay. I think my first real job, when I graduated school, I worked for a men's shirt company. I was an assistant to the bookkeeper. Then I went on to work for a men's suit company. And also, I was an assistant to the administrator. I worked for a court reporting service for some time. I was a bartender in some spare time, which I loved, meeting people and talking to people. It was very social. Then I worked for a laundry that did uniforms and linen for hospitals and nursing homes. I worked for the president of the company for about 23 years until they went out of business. And now I'm retired.
That's really cool. I never knew that. Thinking of the jobs you've held, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
No, they were all pretty good. You know, I had different responsibilities with each job, so I enjoyed them all. Working for the laundry was close to home, so that was good in the respect. And now I just do some reception work at a salon, which is also very good because it's a very social job and I meet and talk to a lot of people during the day.
Wow. If you could choose any career, what would you pick? Why?
If I could choose a career, I think I would have went further in my education. I would have gone to school, to college. And I think if I could have, I would have been a veterinarian.
Oh, that's sweet. What were your biggest dreams when you were a kid? Why?
Yeah, to become a veterinarian.
Did you have any relatives that served in the military?
My dad and my uncle served in the Army. My husband was in the National Guard, and my current significant other, Alex, was in the Navy.
Wow. What wars were they in?
My father was in World War II. Nobody else in the family saw wartime. No, nobody else saw any wartime.
Oh, did you have any passions when you were a kid? What were they?
Any passions? Let's see. I loved animals. I was always finding...
How's the interview going?
Very well. I was always finding dogs before they were lost. And when I did find a dog, my mother called the ASPCA, who pretty much knew us. As soon as she gave them the address, they said, oh, the little girl found another dog. Okay, we'll come pick him up. And one dog, my parents had sent me around the corner to our local grocery store to get some milk, and it was around Christmas time. It was very cold, and there had been a lot of snow. And when I was going to the store, I saw something moving a little bit in the snow. And I went closer, and it was a dog, a little poodle, and he was frozen. I picked him up. I didn't get the milk that I was supposed to get that night. I brought the dog home instead. And we put him by the radiator. We put towels and blankets over him to warm him up. And we took him to the vet because he was sick. And we pretty much got him on the road to recovery. And unfortunately, my mom had seen an ad in the paper about a lost poodle, and she contacted the people, figuring she'd give the dog back to his owners. It turned out that he wasn't their dog, but they wanted him anyway, and my mom gave him to them. I was heartbroken.
I would have been heartbroken too.
I ran away.
Thank you for doing the interview with me.
You're welcome, baby. I love you.
I love you too.